This is the Sakar Murli of the 23rd of the 12th, 2025. Essence, sweet children, your thoughts for godly service are called pure thoughts, or being free from thoughts. They are not wasteful. Question, in order to be saved from performing sinful actions, what should you remain free from being attracted to, even while fulfilling your duty? Answer, you may serve your friends and relatives, but do that with alaukik godly vision. You shouldn't have strings of attachment for them. If you have thoughts about any relationship based on vices, the deeds you then perform become sinful. Therefore, be free from any attraction and fulfill your duty. Make as much effort as possible to remain soul conscious. Om Shanti. Today, the philosophy of thoughts, sinful thoughts, and being free from ordinary thoughts, that is, the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action, is being explained to you. While you are here in this world, you will definitely have thoughts. No human being can stay for even a moment without having thoughts. You have thoughts here and also in the Golden Age and on the path of ignorance too. But when you come onto the path of this knowledge, thoughts should not just be ordinary thoughts, because you have become instruments for doing God's service. Therefore, the thoughts you have for the yajna are not just thoughts. It is being nirsankalp, free from ordinary thoughts. However, the useless thoughts you have, that is, whatever thoughts you have about the Iron Age world and Iron Age friends and relatives, are called sinful. This is because it is through those thoughts that sins are performed, and you only receive sorrow from them. However, when you have thoughts about the yajna and godly service, you are said to be nirsankalp, free from ordinary thoughts. You may have pure thoughts of service. Look, Baba is sitting here to look after you children. Parents definitely have thoughts of serving their children, but those thoughts are not thoughts through which sin would be committed. However, if someone has thoughts of a relationship based on vice, those definitely then accumulate sin. Baba tells you, children, you may serve your friends and relatives, but do so with alaukik godly vision. Let there be no strings of attachment. You should fulfill your duty while being free from any attraction. However, if some people here are unable to cut away their karmic relationships, they should still not leave God. If you keep hold of his hand, you will attain one status or another. Each one of you knows what vice you have in you. If someone has even one vice, then that one is definitely body conscious. Those who don't have any vices are soul conscious. If someone has any vice, there will definitely be punishment experienced, whereas those who are free from vices will be liberated from punishment. For instance, there are some children who have no lust, anger, greed, or attachment. They are able to do very good service. Their stage is filled with a lot of this knowledge and yoga. All of you would also vote for that one. Just as I know, so you children also know, that everyone would say, this one is good, of someone who is good. If someone has defects, others would vote for that one accordingly. Have this firm faith. Those who have any vices are unable to do service. Those who are vice-proof are able to do service and make others equal to themselves. This is why you must have complete victory over the vices. There has to be complete victory over sinful thoughts. When you have thoughts in the name of God, you are said to be free from ordinary thoughts. In fact, being nirsankalp is the stage when you don't have any thoughts at all, and you go beyond happiness and sorrow. That will happen at the end, when you depart after settling your accounts. You will stay in a stage beyond happiness and sorrow up there. You won't have any thoughts at that time. At that time, you will be in a stage beyond both actions and neutral actions. Here, you will definitely have thoughts, because you have become instruments to purify the whole world. So you would surely have pure thoughts about that. In the Golden Age, because you have pure thoughts, thoughts are not just thoughts. While doing anything, you do not create any karmic bondage. Do you understand? Only God can explain to you the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. He alone is the one who can free us from our sins. And he is therefore teaching us at the confluence age. Therefore, children, pay a lot of attention to yourselves. Continue to observe your karmic accounts. You have come here to settle your karmic accounts. It shouldn't be that you come here and you continue to create more karmic accounts and that you have to experience punishment. The punishment in the jail of a womb is not a small thing. Because of this, you have to make a lot of effort. The destination is very high, and you therefore have to move along with caution. You definitely have to conquer sinful thoughts. To what extent have you conquered sinful thoughts? To what extent do you remain in the stage of being free from ordinary thoughts? That is, in the stage of being beyond happiness and sorrow. You can know this for yourself. Those who are unable to understand this for themselves can ask Mama and Baba, because you are their heirs, and so they can tell you. With the stage of being free from ordinary thoughts, you can prevent not just your own sins, but also the sins of another sinful soul, so that any lustful person who comes in front of you will not have any vicious thoughts. When people go in front of the deity idols, they become peaceful. In the same way, you are deities in an incognito form. No one with vicious thoughts can come in front of you if you are standing there, yogyult. Even if there are lustful people with such thoughts, they cannot attack you. Look, children, you have come here to God to give him the sacrificial offering of vices. But some of you have not yet made the sacrifice accurately. Their yoga is not connected to God. Throughout the day, their intellect's yoga continues to wander. That is, they haven't become soul conscious. because of being body conscious, they are influenced by the natures of others, due to which they are unable to fulfill their responsibility of love to God. This means that they cannot claim a right to do service for God. Those who are taking service from God and then serving others, that is, those who are making impure ones pure, are my true Paka children. They receive a very high status. Now God himself has come and become your father. If you create any other type of thought, because of not recognizing that father in an ordinary form, it means you are being led to destruction. The time will now come when 108 Ganges of knowledge will attain their complete stage. But those who haven't studied at all will only ruin themselves. Understand this firmly. Jani Jananha, the one who knows everything within each one, Baba, is definitely watching everything of those who secretly perform wrong acts in the yakya. He then touches Baba, his incorporeal form, for him to caution them. So you mustn't hide anything. Even if mistakes are made, by telling him about them, you are protected in the future. Therefore, children, remain cautious. Children, each of you should first of all understand yourself. Who am I? What am I? When you say I, it does not refer to your body, but to you, the soul. Where did I, a soul, come from? Whose child am I? When a soul knows that I, a soul, am a child of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, there will be happiness in remembering the Father. Children experience happiness when they know their father's occupation. When a child is young and doesn't know his father's occupation, there isn't that much happiness. As the child grows older, he comes to know his father's occupation, and so the intoxication or happiness of that increases. So first of all, know his occupation as to who Baba is and where he lives. When you say that the soul will merge in him, it means that the soul becomes perishable. And so who would have happiness about that? You should ask new students who come to you, what are you studying here? What status will you receive through it? Those who study in worldly colleges tell you that they are becoming a doctor or an engineer. So you would have the faith that you are truly studying that. Here too, students say that this is the world of sorrow, which is called hell. That is, it is the devil world. Against that is heaven, which is called the deity world heaven. Everyone knows this because you can understand that this is not heaven, this is hell. That is, it is the world of sorrow. It is the world of sinful souls. And that is why they call out to him, take us to a world of charity. The children who are studying here know that Baba is now taking them to that world. New students who come here should question the children. They should learn from the children. They can tell them the teacher's and the father's occupation. The father would not sit and praise himself. Would a teacher praise himself? The students would say that this teacher is like this. This is why it is said, students reveal their master. You children have studied this course, and so it is your duty to explain to the new ones who come. Would a teacher who teaches students for a BA or MA teach new students the ABC? Some students are very clever and they also teach others. The Mother Guru has been remembered for that. She is the first mother of the deity religion and is called Jagadamba. There is a lot of praise of the mother. In Bengal, Kali, Durga, Saraswati and Lakshmi, these four are worshipped a lot. One should know the occupation of all those four. For example, Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth. She ruled here and departed. However, the names Kali, Durga, etc. are given to this one. If there are four mothers, goddesses, there should also be the four consorts. Narayan of Lakshmi is very well known. Who is Kali's consort? In brackets, someone said Shankar. However, Shankar is shown as the consort of Parvati. Parvati is not Kali. There are many who worship Kali. They remember the goddess, but they don't know about her consort. Kali must have either a consort or the father, but no one knows about that. You have to explain that there is just this one world, which at some point in time becomes a world of sorrow, hell, and that same world then becomes paradise or heaven in the golden age. Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule this world in the golden age. There isn't a heaven in the subtle region where there are the subtle forms of Lakshmi and Narayan. Their images are here, and so they surely ruled here and departed. The whole play takes place in the corporeal world. History and geography are also of this corporeal world. There is no history and geography of the subtle region. However, you have to put everything aside and first of all teach new students about Alpha and Beta. Alpha is God. He is the Supreme Soul. Until they have understood this fully, their love for God won't awaken, and they won't have that happiness. This is because, first of all, only when they know the Father can they also know his occupation and have that happiness. So there is happiness in understanding this first aspect. God is ever happy, the blissful one. We are his children, and so why should we not have that happiness? Why isn't there the feeling of bubbling happiness? I am a son of God. I am an ever happy master God. When there isn't that happiness, it proves that you do not consider yourself to be a son of God. God is ever happy, but I am not happy because I do not know the Father. It is a very simple matter. Instead of listening to this knowledge, some people prefer peace because there are many who won't be able to take this knowledge. There isn't that much time. Even if they simply understand Alpha and stay in silence, that too is good. For instance, even sannyasis go to the mountains and sit in the caves in remembrance of God. In the same way, if you stay in remembrance of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Light, that too is good. Even sannyasis can remain viceless by having remembrance of him. However, they would be unable to remember him if they remained at home. Their attachment to their children, etc., would pull them. This is why they renounce everything. They become holy, and so there is happiness in that. Sannyasis are the best of all. Adidev also became a sannyasi, did he not? Just opposite the Durwala temple is the temple to Adidev, where he is shown doing tapasya. In the Gita 2, it says, renounce all bodily religions. When those people go away and have renunciation, they become great souls. It is wrong to call a householder a great soul. God has come and inspired you to have renunciation. One has renunciation for happiness. Great souls can never be unhappy. Some kings also renounce everything, and so they throw away their crown, etc. For instance, King Gopichand renounced everything. Therefore, there is definitely happiness in that. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Do not perform any wrong act secretly. Do not hide anything from Babdada. Remain very, very cautious. 2. Student shows master. Teach others what you have studied. You are the children of ever-happy God. Stay in limitless happiness with this awareness. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious and carefree like Vishnu by making the snake of the vices your bed. Vishnu, portrayed on a bed of snakes, is a memorial of the easy yogi life of you victorious children. Even the snake of vices is easily controlled with yoga. The children who attain victory over the snake of vices and make it a bed of comfort remain constantly happy and carefree like Vishnu. So constantly keep this image of being a soul who has controlled the vices and who has all rights in front of you. You, a soul, are in a state of constant rest and are carefree. Slogan. With the balance of being a child and a master, put your plans into a practical form. Abhyak signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Signal your power to each of your physical organs, and you will be able to make them move as you want with such signals. Become a conqueror of physical organs in this way, and you will then be able to become a conqueror of matter. Be seated in the Karmatit stage, and so become a ruler of the kingdom of the world. Each of your physical organs should continue to function, saying, "Yes, my Lord, present, my Lord." When your physical organs constantly welcome you, royal rulers, that is, when they continue to salute you, you will then be able to become Karmatit. Om Shanti.